You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
After on a free for all Friday. You know, if you want to keep it rolling, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You know, I was going down this road of, you know, how crazy can the Democrats be? They first proposed the idea to get rid of ICE, and then they say, we wouldn't even vote for that. Now, wait a second. If you put it out there, that's a political stunt. And again, I said, no, wait a second. Wait. You put it out there, and then they say, yeah, we can go ahead and vote on that. It's a political stunt. What is it that you're doing? What is it that you're doing at that point? Just out of curiosity, right? So you've got that going on, and then you've got this. This comes from the Los Angeles Daily News. California Congresswoman Maxine Waters could become the Democratic nominee for president in 2020. If all my wishes came true, that's what would happen. If all of my wishes came true, I would have that happen. We'll talk about that going forward. But first, we're going to go live to Helsinki, Finland, as I promised. Helsinki will be the site of the Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump summit coming up on Monday, July 16th, coming up Monday. Ted Kallman is on location in Helsinki, Finland, our roving reporter for us out there. Ted, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's Helsinki today?
Well, Helsinki is wonderful, although I transferred to Munich. We were there last
All right.
week. And now I'm in Munich starting a role with a new company. I'll be leading a company in Michigan in Ann Arbor that's based in Germany. But I'm
right.
in Helsinki for 2 weeks in Finland, so we've got the inside scoop.
Understanding you've been all over Europe. You're in Munich now. You've been in Helsinki. You've been in Kiev. You've been in Estonia. You've made some whirlwind tours around Europe. What do the folks that you meet and talk to and sit with in boardrooms and back rooms and having lunch and so forth, what do they say about President Trump and all the things that are going on?
You know, what I find incredibly interesting is that over here, the only thing that the people see that's English is CNN, NBC, and BBC. So obviously, they have a very unbiased, non-filtered view of the United States.
Yeah, obviously.
Right?
Yeah. CNN and the BBC are their only outlets. Yeah, very unfiltered, very unbiased. Go on.
Yeah. So, but when I talk to people directly, executives and the people I've been working with and training and going out to dinner, and their idea of Trump is not nearly as ugly as what is painted by the press in the States. They're actually very interested in what he's doing that is turning the economy around, because some of the economies over here are really struggling, and so they want to know, well, why is this working so well when it sounds like this person's an idiot? And so
we've had a number of
discussions with people that keep coming back to the fact it doesn't line up. Things are going
I think
well,
you just nailed something important, Ted. Yeah, I think you nailed something very important there, Ted, which is it's the ugly truth. And the ugly truth is to be found not only in the places that you are, like Munich and Kiev and Helsinki and Estonia and so forth, but that ugly truth also was found in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, North Carolina in November of 2016. And the ugly truth for the Democrats is people are not buying their act anymore, and they were so desperate that they would take a flawed candidate like Donald Trump on the hope that he would keep his promises and roll back regulations and put America first, and he's done those things. And I think the people in Europe,
exactly.
especially in places like Poland, respect that. I think they respect that point of view.
Yeah, and the other thing I thought was interesting is that they're open to a normal discussion without throwing bombs. I had a discussion, I had dinner the other night with a gentleman from Israel who's one of the leaders of the company in Kiev. And he was very concerned about the gun violence in America. He says, boy, it's horrible. All the gun violence, and you should do away with the guns. And I said, you're from Israel. And he goes, well, yes, but we have to have guns. I said, no, you have to protect yourself. And so I pointed him to the study that was done in 2013 where 54% of the counties in the United States of America have not had a single homicide resulting from gun violence, and only 2% of the counties constitute 51% of the gun violence in America, and those are all counties run by Democrats and are gun-free zones. And he was totally blown away by that, and he says, I want to see the research, and he was open to the discussion. He wasn't just taking a line right. and saying, no, 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 it's a religious view. You have to go down this trail. He actually wanted to see the research, which was really interesting.
Well, you know, I've always found it fascinating how those that are demanding gun control in America that are from the left that are potentially Jewish support Israel. And I say, well, then let's have gun control in Israel. Well, that's different. No, it's not. Personal protection is personal protection, is it not?
Well, exactly. And then you look at those leaders who are saying that, and they've got bodyguards with guns.
Yeah, exactly. So I saw Ted Coleman with us live from Munich, Germany today. Talking about Donald Trump actually much better liked in Europe in the places that you've traveled, Ted, than you would learn from CNN or elsewhere. How long are you in Europe? How long are you there in Munich?
I'm here. I fly home back to Ann Arbor on the 20th and then hit the ground running for this new role in consulting and project management with TIBA USA.
Well, good luck and congratulations on that. I look forward to talking to you again, though. Maybe we'll touch base while Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are together in Helsinki and just kind of get the European take that is unfiltered and not put through CNN's meat grinder. I appreciate it, Ted, very much.
All right, Steve, you have a great day. We appreciate what you do, bud.
Thank you so much. By the way, if you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan getting into your business, you need to get a hold of Chris McClatcher. He's from Michigan. He gets it. 25 years of experience helping people that are having jams with the IRS in the state of Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions button, and get back on the road of sanity today. Don't put up with this nonsense, and don't go somewhere that you don't know what you're dealing with. Deal with somebody from Michigan to deal with Michigan problems in the IRS. Chris McClatcher, stevegruber.com, Fresh Start Tax Solutions.